There's a lot of activity going on in this room right now.
He's moving. Jim, help.
All right. Armadillo Jim Schmidt is here.
He's ready for David Warren now.
No, I need to conduct this interview. I'll pet him after the show, I promise. All right, Armadillo Jim, it's good to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be back for an Armadillo 2 on the road show.
25 years of armadilloing. Now, you prefaced putting the armadillo, Arnie is his name, on Roberta's lap by saying he's had a bath.
Yes.
Is it hard to give an armadillo a bath?
Actually, they're a lot like elephants, animals that like to go to... maybe a pool in the evening. They love to roll around, hogs, things like that. So they actually do like water. People don't understand that about this animal, but it does. It's not a desert animal, so they love water. They love to roll around. They love to take baths, and they're basically a very clean animal.
The name of your ministry is Put On Your Armor, and you have been helping kids and adults for 25 years. Tell us about your ministry and how you helped them and how you incorporate an armadillo in helping them.
Well, over 25 years ago, growing up in Texas and prior to moving up to Oklahoma, I was helping with movies and just, chili cook-offs, those kinds of things. And we had pet armadillos, and we started with wild armadillos. Every animal was wild once upon a time, and most people didn't know you could domesticate an armadillo. But either I was bored or definitely led even before I knew it by the Lord, because now 3 million kids later, we have been in public schools all across America.
Three million kids.
Not that I have 3 million kids. The armadillos have seen 3 million kids in over 1,000 schools and crusades. I've worked with many ministers across America and Canada to bring me in to do crusades as well. And the armadillo is always the anchor for that memory of putting on your armor.
So how, give us a little bit of the lesson that you would give at a school, for example. How would you use the armadillo in that case?
Well, the armadillo is the mascot for the armor message, and just if God took time to create an animal with armor, certainly his greatest creation, his glory, created in his image and likeness, he would give us armor. And toward the end of the program, after we've established that choosing friends correctly is good armor, because God, even in the Bible, mentions about choosing correct friendships. So we do examples like this in our public school teaching. And then at the end, I just ask them who their armor is. Some will say parents, or friends, or the policeman, but the majority of children, when given the freedom of speech, which we still have in America, in public schools, will answer Jesus, God, angels, prayer. They give me such great answers, and the principals come up then and go, oh, I love this program. You give them the freedom without you coming in to preach, and that's what it's all about. We should live the lifestyle evangelism.
There you go. Yeah. And when you go to a school or even a church, what are some of the stats that you share about armadillos? Because people are fascinated. In fact, I've just lost the attention of my co-host who has been watching Arnie this whole time.
Well, it's so cute because when Jim put him down, there was all this newspaper that's been kind of crumpled up. And, they like to burrow. And so he's been pulling it in with his little paws. It's really cute what he's doing. He's pulling it in, I guess, so he can burrow. Jim, is that what he's doing?
That's what he does. And they actually carry it. You ever try to take all of your clothes at one time out of the dryer and tuck it underneath your arms and try to carry the whole load over to your room? That's what they do. They actually hop on their back legs and carry as many leaves as possible, maybe hay, maybe straw, into their burrow, and that's what he's done. He's crumpled up this newspaper, and
he's just having a great time.
Yeah. So and so most students don't know that they live underground, that they're a burrowing mammal, that they give birth to live babies, always quadruplets, four at a time. We talk about the birthing process sometime. We ask the children in the public schools. We teach about responsibility. Do they, know much about raising animals? So it really isolates and segments those that might be interested in animals, those that might be interested in science. The mommies-to-be out there wonder about that. So we teach a lot how many different kinds of armadillos there are in the world. There's 21. So they do learn science in our program as well.
There are a lot of armadillos in the southwest of the United States. Is this where one of the largest concentrations of armadillos
is? Yes, well, they came up through Mexico, the armadillo. And so it means it was named by the Spanish for little armored one. It came up through Mexico, and actually not so much to Arizona because it's too hot and dry. They're an animal that can't take the extreme heat nor the extreme cold. So they've moved all the way southeast to Mississippi, to Florida, southern Georgia already. They're in about 13 or 15 southeastern United States.
Armadillo Jim Schmidt is here with us today, celebrating 25 years, Roberta, of armadilloing. How many armadillos do you and Sheila and the kids have at your house?
Only three now, and we started with 18, and I think when Sheila was on about the program, we had a little funny story about how I traded 9 armadillos for my wife. And hey, folks, that's no disrespect to my wife. Sheila always says I'm a 9 armadillo woman, because when I left 9 in Texas to come study at Bible school here, I met Sheila the first day on campus, and so I thought that was a pretty good trade. I didn't bring all my armadillos with me.
Armadillo Jim, the question that is burning in my brain, and I want to ask...
Sizzle, sizzle.
Sizzle, sizzle. More than anything is, what do the neighbors think of having Armadillo Jim living next door with armadillos?
You think I tell the neighbors I'm Armadillo Jim?
I mean, are they inside? Are the armadillos inside? Are
no,
they outside?
They're one of the easiest animals to keep and take care of. They're a nighttime animal. We have a place built for them to run around. And
that's, but surely that's there's been a little bit of expression on their face when they've discovered there are armadillos living next door.
Not really. Not when they find out what we do. Most neighbors any time have actually helped and encouraged. Now, David, you might be a little different. You might say, hey, man, get rid of these guys. But like I said, they take baths, and as long as you know, muck out their stall once a week or something, it's not a problem.
Do you grow attached to the animals?
Oh, yes.
Like if it were a dog or a cat?
When I had two of them die during a documentary we were filming, and they got too hot, the documentary forgot the kennel in the sun, and... You know, it was one of those, I thought you moved it, he thought you moved it type of things.
That's too bad.
And that's why I'm so in favor of the animal licensing for movies and those kind of things. So you double check each other and you have the right requirements for handling animals. But when those two died, I cried like a baby. Because not only just for the animal, but I thought of all the letters and all the pictures they had taken with children and how many letters said, gosh, because of learning about my armor, my family now has stopped smoking or drinking, and they know that that's not good for your body. So, you know, it was more than just that day. It was a host of memories that I lost that day.